Let's not despair then. But even if you're a slanderer, greedy, or whatever you might be, keep in mind that Paul was once deemed a blasphemer, persecutor, abuser, and the topmost of sinners. Yet suddenly ascended to the pinnacle of virtue, his past lifestyle didn't impede him. There's no one who clings to vice with as much madness as he did when waging war against the church. In fact, he was so enthusiastic that he became upset when he realized he didn't have 10,000 hands to stone Stephen with. Nonetheless, he managed to metaphorically stone him with even more hands, the hands of the false witnesses whose clothing he kept. Moreover, his impact was like that of a wild beast when barging into houses, dragging men and women out, filling surroundings with chaos, confusion, and endless clashes. For instance, he was so fearsome that the apostles, even after his incredible transformation, were still hesitant to associate with him. Despite all this, he became the man we know. I don't need to say more.